interior aspect on every little thing that we are doing. And we are helping or supporting this in focusing on the interiority with the help of this watchfulness. And after that, during the day, as they say, requires by us, whether some people, they tend to do it at night, but mashallah, we are so tired after this, you know, 8 hours of work, and especially the Black Friday and all the shopping that we have done, you know, being up all night, you know, and groceries and children and all that, we are so tired, we are off. You know, our neurosensories are completely burnt. You know, there's no life. You know, it's gone. So either it could be, most of the people, they tend to focus upon, they'd ask or they recommend that it should be carried out at night. Or it could be any part of the day that one could easily fit this activity of calculating that what one have done. Has one really carried out from the time of Fajr till the time of Zuhr? Has he been watchful or not? You know, has he been watchful from the time of Zuhr till the time of Maghrib, till the time of Maghrib, till the time of Fajr? And like we said, that when a person is on a constant guard with this physical realm, as Allama has mentioned, Allama Tabatabai, that the day that his muraqabah, the day that his watchfulness during the day is strong, the unveiling of realities at night when he is asleep is clearer, is crystal clear. It's clear, it affects. Man's sleep, as the Prophet, this hadith of the Prophet, man's sleep in order to learn. Because Prophet used to welcome his ashab in the morning and would say that, what have you learned last night? Because going into that mode of sleep is in reality opening of that another window of the unseen, whether that be in a form of a dream or whether that be in a form of different realities that one will travel. So it becomes that even it, you know, that is why you tend to see that some of the scholars, you know, they tend to age or they tend to look in certain moments of their life because it's coming and going, because as if my dream is also that powerful and that strong, you know, how I would be in the day. You know, it affects, it's the body, it's the heart. It should have that ability and capability. And it is gradually developed. And Allah knows that what is best for me, so that I grow, so that I progress. It's not the question, you know, it's just like how a father and a child. You know, the father will not give the keys of the car for a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old. Maybe he knows how to drive as well, still he will not, unless he's ready and prepared for it. So in the same fashion, when a person is striving in that direction, with that sincerity, trying to do all of the things which have been prescribed by our masters, by our imams, by the Quran, then when that time is right, he will unveil himself. He will train ourselves. He will take us towards him through proper means. And he will expand our heart. And when that happens, sometimes you would see a person who is in that realm, even while being amongst the creation, he is not with them. You know, I remember once, like early hours in the morning, I was returning from the Fajr prayer, seeing Ayatollah Ansari Shirazi, may Allah give him health, he's still alive. He's one of the students of Imam in Irfan. And I saw him walking on the street, focused somewhere else. And I've seen him in this fashion twice, but every time I see him in the line of bread or coming out of his lessons, the way he meets with you is in full humility. He will ask about your children, he will ask who you are, and I mean, he was lucky to be his neighbor. So we used to meet, but sometimes when I see him walking on the street, he's somewhere else. Completely engaged or focused in perhaps in that divine light that is unveiling to him. Very few times I have seen him. So that really happens. And it's a constant emanation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards those individuals who are trying to do that. I mean, it happens to us as well, right? Haven't we had that experience of that beautiful dream sometimes? What is that? But don't we want that to expand? Don't we want us to be always in that state of bliss and joy and happiness? And that will happen if one tries to implement what been taught. And that is what the Masumeen and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are there for, to take us to this divine understanding that exists, that we've been talking about this phenomena. And then, which have different sort of, in that intermediary realm, different realities which this reality have manifested into. And from there, as we are discussing one of it, which is brotherhood, which manifests in the plains of Karbala. If you help me with a loud salawat, I'll just read few hadiths in regards to the brotherhood. Another salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, if I pay attention to this discussions, which is in regards to brotherhood, and particularly important because like minds, brothers and sisters who have same understanding, they gather together and they should work together towards achieving that goal, towards achieving that purpose, just how as the Ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam did. So when we, particularly in regards to the organization that is formed, requires those souls or those individuals from different communities who have likeness in each other and they share the same goal, which is education, as in regards to the organization I'm talking about, Al-Wala here, who share the same goal of educating the community, they should come together and work together towards establishing that, towards educating, you know, the Ummah. So that was the main reason why I chose the discussions. Then it says, Al-Jafa yufsidul akh. Al-Jafa yufsidul akha. The ikhwat, the akha, the brother that you have, if you do Jafa. Jafa means being cold. Jafa means being cold or being cruel, being harsh towards your brother or towards your sister. A sister is harsh towards the other sister, that will deteriorate or that will destroy the brotherhood that exists. So it's very much required that when we are dealing with each other, we have to deal with it in perfect humility, in humbleness. We have to respect each other's space. And as a matter of fact, shaitan will not go in, you know, in a club and wants to deviate. Shaitan will come to masjid. Shaitan will come to Husainiyah to create that ikhtilaf. You know, because he knows that they are already with them. Here is the mu'mineen and mu'minat together. Here is where he will come and, you know, kind of do waswas and instigate. Iyaka wal jafa fa innahu yufsidul kha. Be careful of Jaffa. Amir al-Mumin says, be careful of it. To the extent that it will become the reason for hating God. If two brothers fight with each other, if they are cruel to each other, or two sisters on the same token, then it will end up hating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one have to be very careful. Then in regards to what would be the best way to make this bond stronger, the Imam says that if you have that love with each other, you have to express that. You have to appreciate that. It is very much required. And this is one of the things we tend to lack. the sense of appreciation with each other in regards to what people are doing, the pains that, I mean, it's not easy to come here and light up the place and make things ready. It requires that appreciation to that brother who is doing that. We really have to think about him. We really have to thank him. You know, he has taken that task, preparing the food, spreading the mat, rather than criticizing it, rather than saying that, oh, this is a bit of more salt, you forgot to put the salt. You know, it's all there, but at the same time, you have to appreciate. You have to provide that space. And you have to express that. And once you express that, that bond becomes stronger and stronger. As it says, فَأَقْبَرُهُ, or it says, فَيَعْلِمُهُ, you got to teach, you got to let him know, you got to tell him, you got to inform him about it. As Imam, as one of the companion of the Imam was sitting with the Imam, there's a hadith, and he says that the brother who's gone by, I really like him, he's such a good brother. Then the Imam said, go inform him that you like him. I really like that sister, go tell him, express that. The Western culture is a bit different. You know, it doesn't really allow us to grow spiritually. Everything is focused on the individualism. You know, you're in this shopping mall, you gotta grab that before somebody else grab it. But in Islam it says, you know, if you want it, yeah, go ahead. What, as the hadith says, you should desire for a mu'min brother what you desire for yourself, right? But here it's the opposite. I should get that, why you should? That's why you have these long lines from midnight, right? So therefore, it's very important, the value system that we have, it needs investigation, that what is this habit? Is it a good habit or a bad habit? If it's a good habit, well and good. You know, love of humanity, love of freedom. You know, some of those things that we see here, which is very positive and which is very good. And we should entertain that. The openness of the heart. However, there are certain things that they themselves do not know that they are bad. So therefore, in regards to expressing the love for each other, is very much required so. Then there's one criteria which the Imam points out to, and it's very important. How would I know that the brother that I see, he likes me or not? The Imam says, look into your own heart. If you see that, you know, that you have love for that brother, he will have the same love for you. And in another hadith, it's a more detailed explanation where he says, if you look into your own heart and you see that there is no love, look at your own heart again and see why there is no love. Rather than, oh, you don't have love for him, you don't like him, so he doesn't like you, then forget it. No, don't stop there. You know, look in your heart, you know, you don't like him. So the first criteria we said, look in your own heart to know whether he likes you or not, right? Then we said, look in your own heart, and if you don't like him, that means he doesn't like you. That is the, you know, natije. You know, that's the result. But the result doesn't stop there. The Imam says, look in your own heart. If you don't like him, that means he doesn't like you. But look why you don't like him. It's more of a constructive way. Because of this reason you don't like him, then you have the question of mending that. Then you have the question of investigating and asking that. Then you have the question of growing together. If it just stays there, okay, you know, you don't like him in your heart, he also doesn't like you, it just stagnates. There's no development, there's no progress, there's no ta'awun al-birr wa taqwa. There's no helping each other. Then in another hadith, it beautifully says that, do not cut yourself from your brother without informing him. The one who is harsh to you, be caring towards him. Just cutting the relationship without informing the brother. Do not do that. First of all, this itself, you know, if you want to cut a relationship and to inform a brother, that requires a more of a hard heart to do that. We tend to corner ourselves. We tend to be cold gradually and we say that, you know, they will forget and we will forget. No. Say, no, inform him. Perhaps, you know, informing him will bound you guys together again. Right? If you don't inform him, if you let go, you know, things will, you know, deteriorate and vanish. He goes your way, you go your way. But if you inform him, then the possibility of once again being together, uniting together exists. Then he adds, the Imam adds, if he is harsh towards you, perhaps maybe he treated you in a very cold fashion. If he is harsh towards you, be kind towards him. Give the benefit of doubt for him. You know, the brother to another brother, always give the benefit of doubt. You know, I used to be late to my class, and it happened once, it happened twice, and finally my ustad said, you know, I've been giving different, thinking of reasons before you come, what reason should I give? I thought there was traffic, I thought, you know, your child got ill, I thought, so meaning that you have to always give that benefit of doubt. If there is any sort of drift and ikhtilaf, you have to give that. You have to give that benefit of doubt. It says, mal'unun mal'unun, rajulun. A person, there be curse be upon a brother, upon a person, rajul, upon a person that who wants to reform, who extends the hand of friendship, but he doesn't extend the hand. There are many times when we have ikhtilafat, you know, people come to the understanding and they say, you know, yes, you know, let's mend the problems that we have. Let's go move forward, let's mend it. But sometimes we hold grudges. We hold ourselves and we do not allow that friendship to take place. Imam says that person is cursed. Twice he says, mal'unun mal'un. So as soon as that there be opportunity for that mending, for that joining again together, then one should really make use of that opportunity. To the another hadith, it says that the energy that is spent by your brother to cut the relationship should be less than the energy that you spend to mend the relationship. That means that if he is avoiding me, then I should spend more of an energy to join him. I mean, that's a true community. That's what we see in regards to the companions of the Imams. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He says, join although he doesn't want to. Listen to him, although if he doesn't listen to you. The point is the importance of joining, the importance of being together. That is very important. So as that is important, I have to try different means and different ways to make this thing work, to make this relationship work. The purpose is that. Then, obviously, every brother or every sister is not on the same level. As we were talking about, you know, certainly mu'minun are ikhwa, they are brothers of each other. Ittaqullah, you know, be God-wary. And Allah will have mercy upon you. So that means the possibility of two mu'min having difference of opinion, deterring on an issue, exists. It's possible to happen. That is why Allah is saying that be God-wary of your relationship. And then eventually ending up having the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if a person who is God-wary. So when he is not listening to you, you listen to him. Because you have to make this thing work. And in another hadith it says there are two types of brothers. One is the one who is with you in every affair. Whether you are in trouble or whether you are in a state of joy and happiness. And there are certain brothers who are only with you at a time where you are having fun. But when you are in trouble, they are not with you. And the Imam says, those who are with you all the time, trust them, protect their honor, hide their faults. And as a matter of fact, when the time is the time that we live in, for which the Prophet have said that أَقَلُّ مَا يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ, there will be very little aqal that will remain in the akhir zaman. What is that? Aqul yuthaqu bih, that you have, saqawat, that you have, that you trust. And akh, a brother, that is wathiq, a brother that you trust, akhir zaman, a brother that you trust, one. And aw dirhamu min halal, and a dirham that is halal. The akhir zaman is a time where there will be very little, a brother that you can trust and a dirham that is considered as halal. So Prophet have warned of this period. And Imam Hadi alayhi salam mentions to his companion when he quotes this hadith that I have heard your father saying or your grandfather saying that they are very little, you know, they are, these people are scarce, you know, a mu'min who are trustworthy, it's very scarce. Halal dirham is very scarce. Then Imam replies that you can find what is scarce. You can at least find them. But I would say the time that we are living is very difficult to find even. So he added something. Maybe perhaps we'll say that today is impossible to find. I mean, it has reached to that point that this just show the level of humanity have fallen from that era to this era. Even our relationship have become on the basis of material, on the basis of individual.